Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herden phone conference line.
Good morning.
Walking Warriors.
Good morning,
Nancy.
This is
Nancy.
Monty here.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. Steve here.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi,
morning.
This is Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I received your picture, but when I save it, it's not. I have a problem when I save something into my documents or into my pictures. Sometimes it disappears, and I have to find it again.
Oh, that's all right. That was the kind of a picture I just tried to find of something. When she was visiting, I took a better picture of my wife and I that I'll send to you eventually when I get from her. She needs to email it to me. But anyway, that's fine.
Well, I'll find it eventually. I'll just clip it so that I have just everybody else,
right.
Unless you have one
right.
Individual.
Yeah, I'll get a better one. That is a good picture, but it could be a little confusing because all the other people in the picture, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for your efforts.
You're welcome. Good morning, everyone. You're here for Health Style Thursday. Here we are with a mission to teach and support the practice of health style choices, hopefully becoming habitual. And today we have Nancy Gilmer, and I was going to point to her picture, but I've got my desktop down. It doesn't allow me to get my tools, and I didn't have my, maybe I have it over here. Here's Nancy. So here is Nancy Gilmer from Houston, Texas. Talk to us today.
I'm trying to get back to my notes here. Okay. Good morning, everyone. And we're going to do a little continuation of last week with our bone and joint health products. So we ended last week by talking about how they can help our bones, but also we kind of went into where Dr. Naidu, I think Ruth, you, or was it on the Thursday night call, I believe you talked about Dr. Naidu and all of his accomplishments, but I can also read a lot of that. He is a medical microbiologist and immunologist, a fellow of the Royal Society of Medicine, founder of four biotech companies, author of over a hundred scientific papers, 8 books, 25 textbook chapters, worldwide consultant to government health agencies, pharmaceutical and biotech corporations, leading scientist involving toxic shock syndrome, formulator of food-based prevention of E. coli contamination in meat, director of the Center for Antimicrobial Research, originator of bio-replenishment that starts reversing osteoporosis in 2 weeks. Dr. Naidu is a medical microbiologist with more than 25 years of research on bioactive substances and their benefits to human health. As an international expert on protective and therapeutic applications of natural bioactive compounds, Dr. Naidu's scientific collaborations extend to the nations of Austria, Bulgaria, Denmark, Germany, Hungary, India, Italy, Poland, Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Also, he is an elected fellow of the Royal Society of Medicine in London, a member of the International Society for the Study of Vulvovaginal Disease, and excuse me, and the Linnean Society of London. He is an active member of 15 scientific societies, including the New York Academy of Sciences, the American Society of Microbiology, the Institute of Food Technologists and the International Association for Food Protection. After receiving his seat, go ahead, Ruth.
Oh, wow. How do you have time to do all these things?
I know. I'm a fairly young man. After receiving his PhD in 85 from the Faculty of Medicine at Osmania University in India, Dr. Naidu has worked for several agencies, including the World Health Organization, the Hungarian Ministry of Health, the Directorate of Medicine and Health Services of the Government of India, and the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. He has held faculty positions as professor at several universities, including Peck Medical University in Hungary, the Lund University in Sweden, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and the California State University in the U.S. He is on the advisory panels for several multinational companies. He is an invited speaker at many universities and scientific organizations around the world. As a prolific writer, he has authored chapters in more than 25 scientific reference books. He's also an editor for the highly acclaimed reference volume, Natural Food, Antimicrobial Systems, and Lactoferrin, the two bestsellers of CRC Press. Early work on staphylococcal food poisons and toxic shock syndrome brought international recognition to Dr. Naidu. He received the European Young Scientist Award in 89 from the European Society for Clinical Microbiology and the R Excellence Citation for Medical Research in 1992 from the Lund University in Sweden. He began his journey.
I might stop for a moment. I don't know if we've ever heard this much about Dr. Naidu. This is amazing. I might put in that he and his family did live in Hungary, and then they lived in Sweden also. And so they spent quite a bit of time there. This is an amazing amount of things for one person to have done. Is there very much more?
One more paragraph. He began his journey with milk lactoferrin research during the mid-80s in Sweden and has published over 50 peer-reviewed scientific articles on the topic. In 99, he made a major breakthrough in this research area with the invention of activated lactoferrin. This revolutionary technology was commercialized and rewrote the concept of food safety. And then they list another link that you can read more information on Dr. Naidu.
And that will be from his website?
It is. It's all of this you all will be receiving, so you can read for yourself.
Okay.
And
would you have time for me to tell you a funny story?
Sure.
I thought it was funny anyway. Dr. Naidu thought it was funny. So he's lecturing for a university, and I don't recall where it was, but it was a very large lecture and a large room, and they were going to have lunch there. And he was working on something, and he was a little bit late. And so he had not been introduced or anything, and he goes hurrying in there for lunch and finds a place out in the middle somewhere where they are going to, in the big room where they're having the lunch, and sits down and just says hi, and he's late, so he goes ahead and starts eating, and two people at the table start discussing something at the table, and they're discussing it back and forth and back and forth, and he sort of says, no, you know, this is how it is, and then they start arguing with him, and so then he said, okay, well, he just finishes eating, and then they get up, and then he leaves and goes, and then he's a little teeny bit later, well, then he's introduced as the speaker that they've all come to hear, and so They're discussing something that was in his book, and so then he proceeds to tell them about what's in the book and how it really is. I thought that was very funny. So did he.
Well, other than that, there are a few testimonies here that are quite amazing, but one that with Dr. Jackson's son, it goes into a little more detail. And I'm trying to find it now. I'm going to have to get back to another screen. It's where he injured his thumb. But while I'm looking for that, does anyone else have some...
Are you talking about the man that injured his thumb with a saw, and then when they had the saw, sew it back on?
Well,
and then it wouldn't work? It didn't move?
Yes, I think so, but I thought that was Dr. Jackson's son.
That was his downline. It wasn't his... I don't even know if he has... I don't think he has a son. It's one of their leaders in their group.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, I need to find that now.
I could tell it for you.
Okay, cool.
I pretty much did. So he is sawing something in the garage, and he zipped his thumb off. And so they took him and his thumb to the hospital, and they sewed it all back on and fixed it again. And so it was getting circulation and anything, but he said, my thumb was just like a stick. You know, it didn't bend, it didn't move, it didn't feel, it didn't do anything. And then after he started taking the osteodense for quite some time, I think it was the osteodense, then all of a sudden his thumb just starts moving. And now he has full use of his thumb. And it was like 5 or more years later, I can't remember exactly. Mary Lou can't tell you because she's switching, but she was probably there and heard that story too. At one of our meetings go to a convention, a lot of times we have a gathering where we can gather our people together and recognize them. And so he was one person, I think he was a new gold when he was telling us that. So, I think that's Donna Vera.
Okay. But this is it's an 86-year-old lady.
Are you wanting me to pull up the video?
Oh, if you'd like. Did you have that set up? That
I think
wonderful.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right.
If I can get to it. Not working, Mary, it's not working like it did before, so I'll just open it.
I was on my way to work, walking to catch the bus, and I heard a snap, and I didn't realize that it was my leg until I fell.
Sheridan Powell says she didn't trip on anything. She didn't have an accident. Her leg just broke. It snapped like a twig.
You want to break your leg?
YouTube videos where one lady was jumping rope with her grandchildren and her femur broke. Another lady was just walking down a flight of stairs in front of a building and her femur broke. So these are the complications from taking these bisphosphonate. If you would like, I can read this little testimony of the 86-year-old. Oh, I assume it's a lady. She had, she was very particular about her diet and exercise and read up on everything she could on health. But when she was 80, she was very surprised to discover that she had lost 1 1/4 inches in height. And she, but yet she had no symptoms and didn't know she had osteoporosis. Things began to change gradually until her back was hurting so badly that she called her brother and sister-in-law and in tears, and then got up in the morning in pain, and she would get up in the morning with pain and go back to bed with pain. She was just miserable even sitting and standing and couldn't hunch over, couldn't stop hunching over. And so then she was, she had been on Fosamax for a number of years, but still had osteoporosis and was now in horrible pain. But her daughter-in-law gave her the Nikon Bone Health Pack, and after 1 week, her back was significantly improved, and she's back at doing the at her YMCA, doing Tai Chi and lifting weights and aerobics, and has had no side effects from the supplements, and just happy. Another one is where in 07, this person, her knees were very painful from arthritis and was unable to take long walks. Her knees would ache when she was in bed, and after only 1 week, she saw a great difference in the by just taking OsteoGen. She was able to take her walks and walk 3 kilometers every day. And her husband had an old hand injury. He was unable to close his fingers far enough to form a fist, but he was able to do that now. And another friend started taking this a month ago and was thrilled with the results of her fingers, her finger joints, and everything being able to move freely again, which she couldn't do for years. So those are, and there are quite a few other testimonies on this site that you all can read about.
Well, Nancy, I don't know how much other things you have to present, but maybe since we have people on here who have used this Bone Health Pack, we can ask if you'd like to have some testimonies from today. We can see if what they have had, what different results. I'll start with mine, and then if each of you have a testimony, that would be nice. Mine is primarily digestion, and you know, in a film they talked about the osteodense that return the minerals to the cells as they need them, and how the Fosamax or the bisphosphonates prevent the body from being allowed for the skeletal system to return the minerals back into the body, which is the way the process is supposed to work. You get the minerals into the bones, and then as they're used, and actually as they age, well, then they have to be replaced. But they use them in sending the minerals around to the body. Our bones do send them to the body, and so then if they are not able to be moved out again, which is what the bisphosphonate is, not allowing those minerals and things to be used by the cells, well, then they become so brittle. They just become old and brittle. So it prevents that. But also then, if you aren't allowing the bone cells to take the minerals out to the body, well, then, of course, then you're going to have head problems and breathing problems and heart irregularities and, in my case, digestion problems. And that was just because I didn't have them. I never did take bisphosphonates. But, and so as we get older, we have diminishment of this UPS system that is in our body that moves things about in our body. And so what OsteoDense does is replace that UPS system. And so apparently I didn't have enough because I was certainly not able to digest, and it just seemed like I just suddenly got worse and worse. I couldn't eat anything or without having a lot of gas and bloating. And so my friend told me about how it works with her. Well, it works with hers, and actually she is probably in her, I don't think she's even in her 40s yet, and she was having problems. So I used it, and it was like immediate results that I could eat anything I wanted to and have good digestion. So that is one I find amazing, and it is and verifies the truth of how the OsteoDense works in the body and helps our body not only to absorb the minerals, but to, I guess it's called reabsorb them out to the cells of the body. So who would like to be next and share what results you've gotten?
Can I tell about Larry?
Sure. Good idea.
Okay. Well, when we first got the OsteoDense, we were at your house, and Larry had been having a lot of problems with the muscles and the big muscles in his legs hurting him. And we were living in that two-story house at Snoqualmie Ridge, and he was pulling himself up and down the stairs, and he mentioned it to Dr. Naidu, and Dr. Naidu suggested that he double up on the OsteoDense. And so Larry said, okay, he would. And it was only a few days, and Larry was going up and down the stairs, you know, without having to hold on to the railing. And so he backed off and to back to one and started hurting again. And so he doubled up again. Well, at the same time, he was seeing a surgeon for a rotator cuff problem. And the muscle in his arm had completely atrophied. It was just gone. He couldn't lift his arm more than to his waist, and it was bad. I mean, we'd go to church, and he'd always be on the end because he didn't want anybody to, you know, try to hold his hand during prayer or something, and so he'd always be on the aisle. And so anyway, the surgeon told him that he had this torn rotator cuff and that he was going to, you know, do the surgery, and Larry said that we were going to Cancun, and that he would have to wait, and so because he'd be laid up for a while or have his arm in a sling for a while. Well, we went to Cancun. Larry's still taking two OsteoDense for the muscles in his legs, right? We come back. Larry goes in, gets his MRI. I go to the doctor, the surgeon with him, and the surgeon walked in and said to Larry, "You know, Larry, if you were my dad or my brother," he said, "I don't think that tear is as bad as I thought. If you were my dad or my brother, I would suggest, you know, you try some physical therapy." And I was blown away because here's a surgeon, he gets paid to do surgery. So it didn't connect until we got in the car, and all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing different? What are we doing different? What are we doing different? And all of a sudden I started laughing. I said, it had to be the OsteoDense. Long story short, he never had to have surgery. He did 1 month of physical therapy. The physical therapist couldn't get over it. And he asked the surgeon, he said, "How will I know if the physical therapy is working or not?" And he said, you'll know right away because you won't be able to stand it. You won't be able to stand the pain. So there you go. There's the transport system. And that's why oftentimes, you know, I talk about this as the bone health pack, yes, but that isn't where my focus is. I mean, Ruth, you've done such a brilliant job of teaching me about that little UPS system, but that's what I talk about. It goes where it needs to go.
Oh, it calls up somehow. It sends a message. It says, okay, we need some of these over here.
Now, we did tell that story here, and there was a surgeon here who is very, very, very negative. His wife is a Nikon consultant, and he looked at us and said, that is impossible. A rotator cuff tear cannot repair itself. And we said, okay, well, whatever you say, but it did, and that surgeon did not get paid for surgery, and Larry has been weightlifting and everything. There you go. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Okay, anyone else want to share? Thank you very much, Mary Lou.
Sorry, I was so lengthy.
Sorry. Anyone else have results?
We know Karen has, but I don't see her here.
Yeah, she's not here. Karen has amazing stories. She'll have to tell them a different day, I guess. She had that really bad heart irregularity, and then her heart had a pacemaker put in just briefly. And now the pacemaker doesn't ever work. She got it in there before. We had osteodynts. And now as long as she takes two of those a day, she does her pacemaker when she goes and has a check. So it just hasn't been working. I mean, it was working full time before. That's pretty amazing. Okay, Nancy, back to you.
Well, that's basically all I had, other than just kind of talking about more on the products. But I think we've covered all of that.
Okay, well, I appreciate what you shared with us. I'm that long, you know, I really kind of enjoyed hearing all those things about Dr. Knighty, because, you know me, I'm kind of an impatient type. Okay, this is long. We should get a big, once I said we should get a big scroll, we could just roll it out and roll clear across the floor. And so we always shortcut it. And that is absolutely amazing. We are so fortunate that we have Dr. Knighty. I don't know if he's going to be at the leadership convention or not, but we will be seeing him when we go to San Diego. He's got a new home down there, and he's looking forward to showing it off to us. And so we've become very good friends.
Ruth, do you have any idea of his approximate age? He looks so young.
Oh, I do. I think I know just about exactly, but I mean, I have it down, but I think he's in his 50s.
How well, you should know, because he thinks you're his sister, for heaven's sakes.
And I have it. I have his information.
I'm teasing.
He does seem to think I'm his sister.
Yes, he does.
Your sister. Okay. Once when we were at the convention, he wanted us to introduce him. I wish I had brought that picture for today. And so I told Dennis, I need a picture of Einstein. And so we got a picture of Einstein, and so at a chalkboard, and so we wrote, now introducing, and we wrote Dr. Knighty, and so Einstein was introducing Dr. Knighty, because we feel like that he is a person of that caliber. And we are so fortunate, Nikan, to have him and the products that he's brought to us. And these products, we could build a business, we believe, with this product, these products alone, the osteodynts particularly, but putting these other two together that make them even a stronger pack for our body, for everybody's body. And we could build a business with this alone. And he could have given us, as a matter of fact, he had an opportunity to sell the patent for osteodynts from one of the huge drug companies, offered him an amazing amount of money for it, and he turned him down and said, well, this is not about getting some money for it. So since he already has the E. coli business and killing off those bugs, bad bugs, He has done amazing things. Sometimes we have some videos. He's also an accomplished musician. He also does photography. He did a whole big film for us at one of our expos and one of the conventions, and he did all the photography and the music himself. Quite a guy, and just as you meet him, he's just a humble and very, very, very nice guy. Unless you argue with him about something. I argue about him, different things with him all the time, but not about medicine. Okay. Anybody else have something?
One more thing I'd like to add, talking about reaching people. I know our mind goes to those over 50 maybe who have bone issues, but we need to be thinking about this next generation of these young folks who drink so many sodas. They are eating their bones, so we can reach out. They don't even know what lies ahead for them. They're most of them are totally unaware of what they're doing for their bones. So we need to keep that in mind, too, to kind of educate them and try to get them off of the soft drinks and let them know what that acid is doing to their bones.
That's a very good point, Nancy, and we certainly need to do that. In our mission to educate people about health style choices, we have a huge job ahead of us, and we have a huge opportunity to make a huge difference. And most of us are excited about the income that we can have an opportunity to make. But if we just focus on the difference we can make, even and sharing these things with other people, everybody knows somebody else, and that should be something we bring up every time we're talking about osteodense and bone health. So thank you for reminding us about that, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to share or questions? We will be having our Mission Express, speaking of missions, tonight with Mary Lou and I are doing the presentation at 6:30, so bring your friends and get yourself some popcorn, and we're going to whip right through those slides pretty fast, but we'd love to have some testimonies at the end. While everybody else is, if they're having a meeting, they'll close us down and have their own testimonies, but we'd like to have some testimonies for those people who don't have a meeting and want to stay and listen to a few testimonies, so love to have those on there. We will be speaking quite a bit about the nutritionals tonight. So, have a great day, and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you very much. Very good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.